Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Everybody have a beer? Does everybody have a beer? Good, because well, for some reason I don't have Ken tonight, and I'm so lost. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9, supported by Mason Ale Works, your everyday beer for every situation, from Respecto Mexican Lager, perfect for a day at the beach, to their rich, smooth, cash Imperial Coffee Stout, ideal for sitting around the campfire with your friends. Mason Ale Works has you covered. It's Jeremy. I'm almost kind of alone tonight. Our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright, is not here. There's an empty chair that I'm pointing at right now, and it's so sad. He had some family stuff to deal with tonight, but that's all right, because, well, I have some other...
Vistonians.
That's the word I was looking for. We've got Joe and Ben from Bare Roots Brewing in here at Avista. Guys, welcome to the program. I believe this is the first time we've actually had Bare Roots officially on the program.
We're coming out just to kind of say we're doing great. We just opened up our second location in downtown Vista. We have two in Vista, real close, but really advantageous because we opened up in a kind of burgeoning, gentrifying, appealed area. 1213 South Santa Fe, we have our home brew store.
Well, you have a brewery, a home brew store,
yes,
and a tasting room?
We started 3 years ago in September, actually, this month. It's been 3 years since we have our brick and mortar home brew store. Ben kind of leads up.
Ben and I got to talk off air while we were just tossing some beers back in. I guess you had a home brew store that you also ran in Colorado, right?
I did, absolutely. Yeah, it was a wonderful little spot.
So you
moved
messed
out to the beach.
You messed around, you messed around with that. For how many years did you run
over a decade? It was a long while.
And then you decided to, you know, say hang it up. You want to go hang out by the beach and make really, really good beer, huh?
Beach has its draw. I love it out here, man.
Well, tonight we're going to talk about Bare Roots Brewing, and we're going to drink some of your beer. And I love this first beer.
It's our number one seller. It's our Sole Source Session IPA. Comes in at 5.6 ABV. We use real blood orange puree in there, so you can actually see the flakes of pulp.
I was going to say, don't mess with me now, because that's not hop fallout. That is straight up like citrus pulp in there.
You needed your bacon and eggs right now.
Oh my God, it is so citrusy and so light and drinkable. That is crushable, dude.
Absolutely. I mean, in my opinion, a little bit more one-dimensional. Doesn't really take you everywhere, but it just takes you where you want to be.
If you want something that's a light, fruity, citrusy IPA, this fits the bill. I mean, this is like drinking...
Yeah, we use simple pale malts. We use Columbus hops, Citra hops, and Amarillo just for a little floral, and you know, you get that overall great appeal.
So now this is something you guys have in the year-round catalog, right?
This is a year-round catalog. We decided 9 months ago to cut some of our core beers, so we're going to have a rotating hop series and rotating other varieties that our customer base, our community that we thrive on, really are voting in for the next and up and coming beers you'll see at both places.
So really the craft beer drinking community at Bare Roots Brewing is deciding what's on tap season to season, hop variety to hop variety.
Yeah, Terry started this loyalist program. It's a $100 buy-in, one-time fee. You get your, there's a gold member, silver member, which actually we just sold our last silver member. We'll open up the bronze membership very soon. But what you get is you get a coin where you get your mug to take home. You get the first fill of 20 ounces for free. And every time you come in, you just bring the coin in. You get a 20-ounce mug off the wall for the same price as a pint.
Dude!
Yeah, it's a great deal.
Well, you know, but if the rest of your beer's as good as this one, it's going to be a fun night tonight. You you picked some great tunes to rock out. So, you know, let's start the program off with some Otis Redding to go with this.
Sole Source Session IPA.
Damn, this is good! All
number
right.
Number one.
Got some tunes tonight on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with me, my friends from Bare Roots Brewing out in Vista. We've got beer tender Joe and brewer Ben with us. We just finished off the Sole Source Session IPA. You said that was blood orange in there?
That was blood orange, correct.
All right, so it was blood orange, but it wasn't an orange-colored beer. It still looked like a regular IPA. I mean, what did you do to it? Did you take the color out?
It's just a good melding of matching colors. You got this nice little hint of orange. You don't want to overdo it.
I'll tell you one thing. We went from a beer that was clear with some obvious blood orange pulp in it to something that's dank and hazy looking. Gentlemen, are we about to imbibe on our first hazy IPA of the evening?
This is a fun one.
Absolutely. We're about to get on a beach in Hawaii. Pineapolis Express is our hazy IPA. We use a massive amount of Galaxy, Vic Secret, CTZ, the Columbus Tomahawk, Zeus hops.
Good God.
And Wackatoo for flavor.
So is there any pineapple in this whatsoever?
There are no pineapples whatsoever. It's a trick of the hop.
Wait, all that pineappliness on the back of my tongue, that's all from hops?
That's all from hops.
Dude, that is weird.
Kind of a magic trick.
Another refreshing IPA.
Oh, yes. I imagine with as crushable as this is, because it's got that real smooth, hazy juiciness to it, but it still finishes real clean. I mean, this has got to be what, 5.5-6%?
No, you don't want to crush this one. 7.8.
Stop it.
But
where are you hiding all the alcohol in that?
We try to make really balanced beers at Bare Roots, you know, much more approachable. It's really fun to kind of turn people from everyday wine drinker or craft spirits drinker and kind of present them a new opportunity. And much more, like I said, approachable tastes.
So if somebody comes into your tasting room and says, you know, I want something that's along the lines of a Chardonnay, what do you throw at them out of your collection?
Now, it's hard to actually find comparisons to some, but I found a really nice link to Sauvignon Blanc and our Nelson Sauvin, our Nelson IPA, which we didn't bring today. That's what I fell in love with 2.5 years ago when Terry started to get the brewery up and going.
So is that the beer that brought you into the company?
That is exactly the beer that brought me into the company.
Because you were doing food service before this.
I come from a background of 15 years of fine dining, you know, worked at Mr. A's and Mille Fleur.
You must have really found something special with Bare Roots then.
You know, I'm more of a blue-collar kind of guy, and this is kind of my roots. You know, I started drinking Stone and Pizza Port. I mean, it's amazing what San Diego's kind of done, and everybody kind of picks each other up in this category of work, you know.
I can tell you really love what you do.
I really do.
Cheers to that, my friend.
Cheers.
Chin-chin.
We're going to knock this down, this Pineapple Express, and then I know you wanted to put some Ziggy Marley with this, that hints your beach reference.
Man.
We'll do that next. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's only rock and roll and good beer, maybe a little bit of reggae. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy drinking with our friends from Bare Roots Brewing out of Vista. Two spots in Vista. We've got Beer Tender Joe. We've got also Brewer Ben talking off air about some of the beers we're drinking tonight. Just finished the Pineapple Express. And now, oh my God, you guys actually did it.
Yeah,
you made a black IPA. Who does that anymore?
Oh, it's a trick. It's a trick.
So before we get into this beer, tell me a little bit about Bare Roots, because, I mean, you said Terry started it, right?
Terry's the founder, and his wife, Paige.
Why did Terry put Bare Roots Brewing together?
Really wanted to follow his passion. He started brewing in his garage, coined the name Bare Roots, B-A-R-E, in 2014. But then he changed it to Bear, as in the California Bear, you know, rooted in West Coast styles. You know, he's originally from South Dakota, lived in Canada, was in the service, you know, in the Navy. We do Civil Service Wednesdays for any paramedic. Police, military, firefighter. But no, back to the beer though. The Black IPA, we call it the San Diego Blackout IPA. It's a 8.6 ABV, probably one of our most difficult beers we make. You know, it's fundamentally just trying to find the balance of malt and hops. We just follow what we know and follow the SRM, standard reference of method. You know, we use a good amount of pale malts and caramel malts, Munich, just to kind of give it a nice backbone. And then really the Chinook and the Simcoe are just up front in the floral.
So you're not relying on a lot of black patent to try and drive that dark char flavor to it.
No, we try, like I said, we try to make more approachable beers. Like we have this one called the Bear Heart. It's our Scotch ale. More like a Scottish ale because we omit the peat malt, so it's not got its smoky character, but more like a coffee, toffee feel and deceivingly dry. And that's 6.4, and that's crushable too.
And I'm getting some of that in this too. I mean, you get that really roasty nose and you've got this almost coffee-esque finish to it where it's if you've ever had, it's not cold brew, but AeroPress coffee, you get all those dark flavors and then all of a sudden at the end, it's just like it's
whisked
gone.
Away.
And yeah. you just want to drink more because you want to experience that again and again and again and again. I mean, that has to be how you balance the malt against the hops.
It doesn't lay on the tongue too bad is my favorite part about it.
Mm-hmm.
You get those dark, roasty malts and you get that harshness. You're right. It's like a smooth breeze.
The only complaint I have is you gave me too small a glass.
We have more, Jeremy.
I'm gonna need some more of that while we play this George Thorogood track. I love it. You pick I Drink Alone for a black IPA.
That sounds good to me.
You're bad.
Rock on.
Seriously? No, seriously. If you haven't already checked them out, you got to go hang out with these guys. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy drinking with Joe and Ben from Barrett's Brewing at Vista. I am absolutely amazed with some of the selections you brought tonight. We just finished the Black IPA, which, you know, Black IPA is definitely out of vogue at this point, but honestly, yours, I would absolutely 110% drink again and actually come to your tasting room for that pint glass. Pineapple Express also, and that Soul Source Session IPA, that Session IPA with Blood Orange, still. All right, that right there, favorite beer of the night so far. I totally understand why that's your biggest seller.
It's all about the experience.
Oh, my God.
What you remember.
But, it's a Session IPA, so I can drink a lot of it and still remember, which is the best part. I want some for Sunday morning when I'm making bacon, eggs, and waffles with the kids. I want some of that.
Right?
For daddy. Anyways, I digress. What is this monster you've set in front of me?
Well, sometimes, as I say, you just got to go bite the bullet. It's a Belgian Tripel coming in at 11.9%.
What?
Exactly. Doesn't taste like it.
All right, so that's two beers now you've got me with where it feels like the alcohol has completely been pushed to the back, hidden somewhere.
Alchemy, my good sir.
There's so many flavors and layers.
Yeah, the clove and the banana really creep up. But you get that spicy bourbon ester.
Dude, it's like flavor waves. It's like you get the first wave of the banana clove, and then right as that wave dies out, the bourbon barrel comes in, you get that vanilla, and just
It's good. A beer developed by Terry Little, our founder. It was inspired by Allagash. He loves Allagash, loves what they do. It's a true triple crew, aged with bullet rye bourbon chips.
Well, you actually use bullet rye?
To chips, absolutely. We don't barrel age it, but we that's why we kind of streamline it. It's not going to be waiting around for a year. We use Four Roses bourbon barrels for our Imperial Bear Cookie, which is actually a nice 11.5% beer that definitely is worthwhile. You got to have fun. It's not too serious. We're making beer. So the more you can kind of kick back and enjoy those notes and not really have to think about it too much, like, oh, what am I trying to taste here? It's just present.
I got to ask you a question. I'm pretty sure I already know the answer. This bite the bullet, this isn't something you're canning though, is it? Because I would love tall boys of this for my weekend.
We are not canning this one yet. It'd be a good nightcap, you know?
However, we are canning for the first time. We just released on Saturday at our end of the summer party, we released the Pineapple Express and Bear Cookie.
All right, so you keep talking about this Bear Cookie. You wouldn't happen to have that as our last beer, would you?
Actually, we did bring it.
Well, let's check our pockets.
Oh, boy! We're going to get into that next. Let's take a break. We come back. Since we're talking about bullets, you wanted Skinner. Give me back my bullets. I think we should do that. It's coming up. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9.
Cheers.
It's Trading War Stories off air. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Supported by Mason Ale Works, your everyday beer for every situation. From Respeto Mexican Lager, perfect for a day at the beach, to their rich, smooth cash Imperial Coffee Stout, ideal for sitting around the campfire with your friends. Mason Aleworks has you covered. It's Jeremy. Ken, not with us tonight, but funny story is, as I sit here with Joe and Ben from Bear Roots Brewing, actually telling stories about Ken. The whole reason you're on this program is because you were doing yoga across the street from
PCH. I practice yoga at Black Sheep Yoga in Oceanside, and I just went, I go to PCH Bar and Grill all the time, and I've seen Ken there. I just never know he was a radio show host. I'm usually just asking a beer for him and shooting the
Ken kind of caters to that conversation. I'm kind of sad he's not here tonight to experience all these amazing beers. Just finished the Bite the Bullet Belgian Tripel. We've also had the Black IPA, the Pineapple Express, and the Soul Source Session IPA. You want to try any of these beers, they are on tap at the Bear Roots Brewing.
We got two locations in Vista, South Santa Fe, just right across the street from Discount Tire, our tasting room, which has 8 taps, right next to Smitty's, across the street from Sonic. Any Vistonian knows Smitty's is just, it's on the dive bar track, but they got a great karaoke list. It's always fun. You know, it's a cool place.
Can we please get into this last beer? Because you've been telling me about this Bear Cookie for, 50 minutes now, and I have been dying to actually try it. So who wants to give me the details on this monster of a stout?
So this is absolutely one of my favorite ones. There's Ecuadorian cocoa nibs in it.
Oh, hello.
Which gives it kind of a nice little tongue coat powderiness. And then you got like a... It's peanut butter, but it's more of a peanut butter cookie instead of the classic, you know, peanut butter cream. It's kind of like biting into a nice, soft, chewy cookie.
Oh, my God.
It's like dessert.
This is totally a pastry stout.
Yes.
I mean, I feel like I just had a really big dinner, and now I'm trying to put dessert in on the top of it. Like, the beers you give me so far, I'm so full, but I just want to put more of this in me.
This is one of the stars of our show, quite honestly.
You have to do some voodoo witchcraft BS to get this beer made, because I'm tasting things in this beer that shouldn't be there. I mean, it's like cookies and ice cream. Oh.
Yeah, you're not far from the truth there. This is quite the process to make.
People have actually brought their own ice cream and put it in the beer.
You didn't bring any ice cream in that chest, did you? Because let me tell you right now, we're going to finish this show and a lump of ice cream on the top of this would be amazing.
If you want to get a better rundown on Bare Roots and who we are, we actually have a premiere of second episode for the Brewer's Story. Our friend Jeremy Gagner, a local Vistonian, Vista born and raised, he started this Brewer's Story, a short film about beers and the people who brew it. His first episode was with Wavelength. We're currently just finishing our production on that, and it'll be airing soon. So you can visit him on Instagram or Facebook. It's called The Brewer's Story, and I highly encourage you to check out our team, BareRootsBrewery.com.
To that, we are out of time, my friend.
Hey.
Cheers to
cheers,
you.
Man.
Cheers. Cheers to you. I would expect you to end with a little bit of Dropkick Murphys. The fact that you picked Cadence to Arms. Let's go!
Woo!
Good
Rock
job,
and
guys.
Roll.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.